Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There are plenty of games out there that we just know fundamentally are not worth our time or money. But for some reason, we keep crawling back. We keep playing. Why is that? Why do we do that to ourselves? It's shameful to admit, but we're only human. So I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 10 video games you know are bad for you, but you play anyway. 10. Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Valhalla was released in 2020 as the 12th entry to the series, but crucially it was the first one in the 9th generation of console wars. Thanks in part to the new direction its predecessor Odyssey had taken, but also due to the game being launched with the biggest amount of marketing the franchise had ever seen, Valhalla was hyped up as one of the most hotly anticipated titles of the year. And the result in terms of sales and reception largely justified this hype, with Valhalla being seriously praised for its gorgeous visuals, strong acting performances, and the open world centered around Saxon England. However, the game is certainly far from perfect, with the base single-player mode featuring lengthy parts of its campaign in Norway and then in England. The storyline alone can take up to 60 hours to fully complete, creating quite a bloated feeling across the game. Couple this with a very public series of criticisms aimed at the game's online microtransactions, and Valhalla is one of the best examples of a frustrating and potentially even wasteful way of spending hours and money. A lot of people really hated Valhalla and everything it stood for, but crucially, they all still played it. 9. Fallout 76. Fallout 76 is still one of those games that it's uncool to say you play. Originally released in November 2018, the game marked Bethesda's first move into the multiplayer space, but it soon became one of the most virally panned high-profile titles in the 8th generation of consoles. In many ways, the initial state of Fallout 76 perfectly mirrored its post-apocalyptic setting upon its launch, with the game hosting a number of messy technical issues and a bizarre lack of any non-playable human characters around the world. But the Wastelanders update in April 2020 gave the game its biggest injection of life to date, with the return of those human NPCs and a variety of bug fixes. Fallout 76 is still alive in 2021 with a fair few thousand players online at any given time, and the ability to play with friends in one of Bethesda's playgrounds is something fans have been crying out for years. However, there's a bit of a stigma hanging around Fallout 76 that means these players might not be too comfortable shouting about this from the rooftops just yet. 8. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog is quite possibly the most infamous failed video game of all time, and so often the face people think of when discussions around botched titles come to head. No one can say that Sonic 06 wasn't ambitious, with three playable characters, hub worlds, grandiose themes, and superhero-like visuals, but it was probably a case of overambition getting the best of us. Sonic 06 was panned for its ridiculous loading times, confused tone, and an array of game-breaking bugs and glitches. The game was clearly not ready for its release when it came out in November 2006, and that quickly became apparent to pretty much anyone who touched the game. Nevertheless, there's still an underbelly in Sonic 06 that remains a reminder of the potential the game might have had. And with all the infamy, Sonic 06 is now one of the most in-demand and played titles in the Sega library. The price of the game is still around $26. Far more than a game this old and this low quality should ever warrant, and Sonic 06 continues to be immortalized with countless references, playthroughs, and retrospective lookbacks on YouTube. 7. Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, the game is an interesting title. A semi-open world horror survival game. It sees players either play as camp counsellors at Camp Crystal Lake or Jason Voorhees, the hockey mask-wearing serial killer from the Friday the 13th franchise. From the plethora of customizables to the variety of kills Jason is able to perform from the series, it's one of the most faithful horror movie reconstructions in the gaming world. The game itself, however, is fairly mediocre. There can be long periods of not a lot happening, especially if the Jason player isn't quite familiar with all the mechanics, and the game is prone to awkward pauses. Ultimately, it still feels like quite an unpolished game from a developer in a very weird situation. Nevertheless, the game is still proving itself to be one of the best party games for people to crowd into a lobby and have some fun with, as well as being one of the few horror titles out there in the market with such faithfulness to the original movie franchise. 6. Grand Theft Auto 5 Online. Grand Theft Auto 5 is the second most successful selling game of all time, and it broke the $1 billion mark in just 3 days. Though, with the game reaching its 8th birthday this year, it's about time Rockstar get on with making something new. There's absolutely no disputing the quality of GTA 5 as an open-world storytelling spectacle, and the game rightfully won countless plaudits for changing the gaming landscape upon release. Even today, the popularity of GTA Online has been well supported with a move to a free-to-play model on PC, and continued support through new missions and content from Rockstar. It still boasts over 135,000 concurrent players at the time of writing, though that number has dropped from the beginning of the year, which suggests maybe interest in this game is waning. With the next generation of gaming consoles now out on the market, it's about time Rockstar and the gaming world come together to finally bid well to GTA 5 and look forward to a new entry in the series. 5. Aliens Colonial Marines. Aliens Colonial Marines is one of those video game titles that should be a classic. Taking place soon after the events of 1986's classic blockbuster, the game had shown enough promise in its initial press demo displays to make people think it was going to be a genuine game changer. The game was, however, plagued by one of the most tumultuous development cycles in recent memory, with the bulk of the game being outsourced to a number of different companies over 6 years that would end up seriously impacting the quality of the final product. Whilst the AI intelligence and a number of bugs drew criticism, it was the huge drop-off between the demo and final graphical quality that drew the most attention from critics. Gearbox and Sega were even pulled into an embarrassing lawsuit from two fans for false advertising. But the online multiplayer the game possessed was one of the areas Colonial Marines wasn't criticized for, drawing in plenty of active players who were all too happy sinking the hours in. Couple this with the improved AI intelligence, courtesy of a fan modder, and Colonial Marines has certainly been able to entice some fans of the Ridley Scott classics back in. 4. Warcraft 3 Reforged. Warcraft 3 is one of the most influential real-time strategy games ever made, and still possesses a passionate fanbase who care deeply about it. Because of this, handling the game's legacy is vitally important to those with a vested interest in the Warcraft universe. Reforged was released by Blizzard as a modern remake in January 2020, nearly 18 years on from the original game's first launch. The game featured revamped graphics, online features, and new settings to the gameplay campaign, but Reforged would soon go down as one of the most disappointing releases of the year, and the title would force Blizzard to entirely rethink their strategy when it comes to remastering their old classics. For a time, Reforged was the lowest rated game on Metacritic, with players bemoaning a variety of technical bugs and a number of features from the original being removed. However, Blizzard have continued to stick with the game, and it's still the most accessible way of playing Warcraft 3. Player counts have begun to hold steady through third-party custom servers, so for gamers looking to relive the magic of Arthas's infamous fall to the dark side, Reforged is probably still the best option. 3. Cyberpunk 2077. One of the most botched falls from grace in the entire history of gaming, Cyberpunk 2077 is still a title that thousands of players can't let go. Despite its initial hype, the game was eventually let loose to the public in December 2020. And what followed was one of the most disappointing and shambolic sagas in recent history. The game was littered with technical bugs that led to thousands of players demanding refunds. The game was pulled from Sony's online store until a fixed version could be produced, and CD Projekt Red's stock fell by over 9%. Nevertheless, Cyberpunk hasn't been completely killed off yet. Despite all the controversies, the game has been receiving frequent updates since March 2021, and the player counts have begun to steadily rise once again. There's no denying the world of Cyberpunk is an interesting spectacle, so perhaps this is a good example of there always being potential for a second chance. 2. Battlefield 2042. Battlefield 2042 was released in November 2021 as the most ambitious title in the series, stripping away its traditional single-player campaign in favour of a cross-platform multiplayer experience. The game's development became infamously troublesome for DICE and EA, but that didn't stop the pair from releasing the game with an abundance of technical issues that players had to endure. Things like matchmaking bugs and an overall lack of content combined to give Battlefield 2042 2042 a fairly lukewarm and mixed reception when it first hit shelves. Nevertheless, being the latest entry in the series, players were stuck with playing a game that is still today in need of quite major surgery, with player counts averaging around 30,000 concurrent. Sadly for Battlefield fans, it doesn't look like the game is in EA's sights as a priority to continue working on. Despite the recent introduction of 64 player modes for a limited time, EA have already announced that they're going to be looking to change tact when it comes to the Battlefield formula, and have already begun working on other projects, leaving 2042 behind in the dust. 1. Hearthstone. When Blizzard first launched Hearthstone in 2014, it was hailed as a fun and faithful digital card game. With easy-to-grasp mechanics and also a respectable skill ceiling, its flashy effects and visuals helped make it a popular esport, a lucrative arm of the Blizzard empire. However, as more and more cards and expansions were added to the game, Hearthstone began the inevitable slump towards a messy pay-to-win experience. With more and more of the game's skill-based elements being replaced by RNG mechanics, players started feeling the experience was far less fun, and actually quite off-putting for newer players and more casual ones in the scene. The matchmaking ladder system became an unfair grind, with players needing to invest countless hours and money into buying packs and expansions just to compete with the volatile game's competitive metas. Nevertheless, the game is undeniably addictive and still one of the most accessible card games players can find on the market. The game is still pumping out new sets and expansions, and people are still actively playing Hearthstone in their millions, so I guess we'll just have to see how long that lasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.